This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When you first have children, it is quite common for parents to disagree a little on issues like how to discipline children and what kind of expectations that adults should have of kids' behaviour. Most of us are influenced by our own parents, and it can actually be quite hard to embrace new ideas or do things differently. So what should you do if you fundamentally disagree on issues like discipline or expectations? Parenting expert and author Dr. Justin Colson has a few ideas. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Katrina.
This is a really tough one, isn't it? Why is it important for parents to be on the same page?
Well, when there's alignment, there's predictability for the kids. There's security for us in our relationship. You know, we don't feel like the other person in the relationship's undermining us. We can feel safe ourselves, and the whole family feels more harmonious. I mean, that's the idea of harmony, right? Everybody's working together, not necessarily in perfect unison and alignment, but in harmony. That is where we're singing the same song, we're singing the same tune, we're working together to make our family feel beautiful.
Okay. If you have quite different parenting backgrounds and different ideas about how parenting should look, how can you bring those ideas closer together?
Yeah, it's funny that you've raised that. You know, just yesterday I was having a conversation with somebody about discipline, and this topic came up. One person said that they didn't believe that physical discipline was necessary, and the other person said, well, smacking's the only way to go, and if they don't learn from the smack, then you just didn't hit them hard enough.
How do you
get such disparate views of parenting in the one relationship? How did these two people come together? But it happens all the time. And I don't think that it's in the best interest of the family, the couple, or the children for that kind of antagonism to be allowed to fester. We need to find productive and creative ways to work together to promote that harmony.
Well, especially if there is conflict, you know, with the child and the parents, and then there's conflict between both parents, then it's just a perfect storm of everything blowing up. And that's, you know, that's not helpful for anyone. So what are some things that we can try, Justin, if we do have pretty different ideas?
Katrina, this matters whether your ideas are similar or different. I've watched families where a couple have been beautifully aligned as parents, but they've struggled so much with the challenges of a particular child, maybe a teenager who wanted to walk away from the values that they'd been taught, or maybe a toddler who was just exhausting them. And all of a sudden, these beautifully aligned parents have been at each other because surely there's something that we could do that's different. You know what I mean? We don't.
Like they're fracturing under stress almost, do you mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Exactly. So there's three ideas that I'd suggest to you. First thing that I always recommend is when I run my parenting seminars, I ask people to just sort of put up their hand if they have a vision for their family. And it's very rare that anyone sticks their hand up. I mean, we can talk about our vision for our family if we have to, but we're kind of making it up on the spot, which is interesting because we have a vision for our education. We have a vision for our next holiday, for goodness sakes. And yet the most important thing, our family, is something that we don't have a vision or a plan for. So my first suggestion is exactly that. Create some sort of a shared vision. Focus on things like when our family is going well, what are we doing? How can we do more of that? What are the things that leave us and our children feeling lousy? Could we stop doing those things, or could we substitute something else for those things so that we can get different results? As we create a family vision and a family plan, we become more aligned by virtue of the process. You know, the whole idea is we're getting on the same page.
Okay. And what about when it comes to things like discipline, if you have really strongly different ideas there?
So I guess these are the other two ideas that I had. I mentioned that I had three ideas. The first is that we want to get alignment. We want to be on the same page. The second is that it's really useful to just check in with your partner before you do any serious parenting.
Okay.
So something that Kylie and I do regularly is when I'm about to blow up at the kids, because parenting expert or not, I have lousy days as well.
Yeah.
And when I'm about to blow up at the kids, I want to check in with Kylie, and Kylie will remind me, you know, Justin, do you want to help or do you want to hurt?
Right, yeah.
And that's a line that we use all the time. You know, what's my job as a parent? Is it to help or to hurt? We know that our job is to help. And Kylie just reminding me to help, not hurt, is all it takes for me to take a big, deep breath, to calm down, and to go into that room to parent completely differently to how I might have otherwise. And the third idea is when you just can't agree, maybe we can agree to experiment. Let's just say, all right, well, let's try it your way for 2 or 3 days. Let's see how the family responds. Let's see what happens when we get really punitive, and let's see what happens when we do lots of talking. Let's try a few things out. And it doesn't take too long for the whole family to be like, whoa, we need to reset. This is not working. We need to go in a different direction. You learn pretty quickly what works best for your family and what doesn't.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And what do you do, though, Justin, if you've done all this and you just can't resolve those differences? Can you kind of agree to disagree and allow, you know, elements of both styles? Or is that just too confusing for the kids?
Oh, I think that that's what happens in a lot of families anyway, Katrina. I'm not certain that it's the best alternative, but sometimes it may be the only viable alternative.
Yeah.
What happens there, though, is that we do have this constant bristling, this constant frustration when we see our partner parent in a way that we're uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
And it does lead to kids, you know, learning that they can get away with this with that parent, but not, you know, get away with something else with another parent, or playing parents off against one another. You know, it does lead to some other forms of conflict and challenge. It's a tricky game.
Yep. Yeah, it's not something necessarily that can be fixed overnight, I guess, but it's something to be working towards as a goal. Thank you, Justin.
Great to talk to you.
That's parenting expert Dr. Justin Colson. We've been talking about same-page parenting. You can find out more at Justin's website, happyfamilies.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.